This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The man one might consider the finance minister for New York City wants to bring a new kind of direct democracy to corporations. The city's controller, Scott Stringer, is teaming up with institutional investors to lobby companies to allow shareholders to nominate directors for election to the boards. Shareholders, it's worth reminding ourselves, are owners of the companies. But under this proposal, not just any shareholder can say, I think Jack or Peggy should be considered for the board. The investors will have to hold more than 3% of the company's stock for more than 3 years to qualify. All this is about making boards more accountable, Tracy Samuelson reports.
Comptroller Scott Stringer knows this is going to be an uphill battle. He's got the support of some of the country's biggest, most influential public pension funds. But even so, David Nadler, a principal at Nadler Advisory Services, thinks companies will resist.
The cost and the time and the distraction of potentially dealing with contested board elections, I think, is not good for the enterprise.
Nadler consults with boards and executives on issues like this and says, on the whole, companies have become more responsive to their shareholders in recent years. So he doesn't think these changes will be worth the hassle they'd cause. Stringer disagrees.
The old boys network is still in place. You know, a friend of a friend of a friend is serving on these corporate boards, but we need certain expertise. We need more diversity. If you put more women and people of color on boards, studies show that the company does better.
If companies don't agree to Stringer's changes, shareholders would have to vote to approve his proposal next year. Even then, companies wouldn't have to adopt it. But Stringer says he and his pension fund allies will just keep coming back. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
By the way, I'm aware of the debate over saying it controller or comptroller. I chose the one I thought would impress you the most.